Hi, this is Dave, and you're listening to Dave Mutex on Inlet Radio. And tonight's show is called, let me find the program, it is called My Week in Synth Design, which is unedited synth noodles from my first few weeks of learning Pure Data, which is a visual programming language for creating interactive computer music. There we go. So that's what's coming up, hopefully, and I will explain more in a minute. But thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy. Thanks for tuning in to my random sort of last minute mathematical ambient techno exploration. I was going to tell you all sorts of things about the the principles of synthesizers and what's going on here, but I started talking about it and I was going on for ages, and I haven't got very long before this show goes on. So actually what I'm going to do is edit that stuff and make it into a separate show, but I thought I'd just introduce you to these bits of music, or whatever, I don't know if you want to call them bits of music. They are long sonic explorations of hooking together kind of numerical number crunchers in a kind of synthesizer programming environment called Pure Data, which is an open source bit of software that anybody can grab. And you can start to mess around with how turning numbers into sound, basically into digital sound, really quickly, and it lets you create stuff from very basic kind of building blocks and hook it up in a very kind of, it's a very rudimentary but nevertheless effective visual programming system. It's really cool for messing around with numbers and exploring the relationships between numbers and sounds. So anyway, what you're listening to in the background here is what I've been up to over the last couple of weeks, which is just kind of messing with numbers and hearing what it does to a sound through a synthesizer engine that I'm kind of hooking together all these kind of number crunchers, basically. And it's a very kind of multi-sensory way to explore sound and maths together. But it doesn't feel like exploring maths, it just feels like playing around, making patterns happen in sound. It's really fun. And I finally got into this thing. It's existed for about 15 years, I think, or even longer, made by a guy called Miller Puckett, and it's been around since the 90s, and it's just a kind of programming system for making electronic sound, and you can make all kinds of stuff. It's basically only limited by your imagination. So here's what I've been up to the last couple of weeks. First, there's a kind of techno thing, if you want to call it that, which is basically the simplest drum beat ever, just a kind of clock, which was just supposed to be a background thing to give me some perspective to time to work with. And then after that, there's a kind of ambient thing, and I'm going to have to stop talking because it's time to upload it. So I hope you enjoy it, and maybe if you do, let me know, and I'll talk more at some point about the theory of electronic music, because it turns out it's quite interesting. So yeah, thanks for tuning into this last minute show, and I hope you like it. And sweet dreams. There's some weird noises ahead. It gets a bit kind of plinky plonky and spacey in places, and just listen out for how it's nearly always just one factor that's being changed at a time. It's very stripped down, it's very minimalist, so there's not much going on, but anyway, I think it's interesting. So all right, enjoy, bye. I'm going to go to the top.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm I'm